This is an FML from Brian Larson and Mount, all right? We had a couple wooden kitchen chairs and a nightstand that were in good shape. The finish was nice, and they were very solid. I made a free sign and put them out on the boulevard, hoping someone could use them and take them, you know, haul them away. I also put out a trailer load of fresh-cut firewood, not split, not the kind of wood I burn, but also free. I just went out to see if anything had been taken or was I going to haul the chairs back into the porch for the night. The furniture was gone, but the firewood was still there. The free sign was also gone. Why would someone take my free sign?
Well, maybe they want to give the furniture away in their neighborhood. Here's one from Shelley in Faribault. I love being a mom, I really do, but some days my three-year-old said, Mommy, can I share my Teddy Grahams with you? I said, thanks, honey, you're so sweet. And I ate a few and said, oh, no, all gone. She said, I have more. Then pulled the next handful out of her underwear. FML. Yeah, you can't see the poop on those Teddy Grahams. They look like...
She's a little chipmunk.
Yummy.
Don't say you haven't done that in your lifetime.
I still do that myself. That's where I keep my Teddy Grahams. Would you like one? How about a dingleberry?
I wondered about the stench. This is from Lori in Richfield. So I realized today I can tell my four cats apart by the sound of their paws on the carpet.
Oh.
I think I need friends. FML.
Come to Vegas with us. You'll meet a lot of people. I don't know if I'd call them friends, but they're fun to hang out with.
Yeah, really fun.
But here's Mark in Princeton writes, so while on my watch this weekend, the dog ate my little brother's medication. I spent all morning trying to make him throw it up, but it wasn't working, so I took him to the vet. $150 for the poison medication and vet bill. Later, when we got home, I found the pill we thought he ate stuck under his paw. FML. P.S. If you guys read this, it was all worth it. Oh, we should start charging for these FMLs. I'm a third generation listener. That doesn't make us feel old, but I love this part. Is Terry single? Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, Mark, and she likes them young.
And I love dogs. I really do.
Involved, if you know what she means, Mark.
This is from Greg in Ham Lake. It took me a couple of weeks, but now that I caught on to your FML Mondays, I'm reminded... A couple weeks? It's been 7 months.
Well.
And they said it wouldn't last.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of when my mom took me out for my first deer hunt with her girlfriend because dad had to work.
Mm.
As they were talking about an approaching deer, and if it was a buck, the deer ran or walked to 20 yards in front of us. I was young, but a buck.
It was young.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was young, but
a buck.
Or maybe
he was referring to himself.
I missed it and it ran away. It seemed my mom and her friend couldn't be talking any louder, but for some reason the buck returned an hour later. I emptied the gun, missing every time.
Ouch.
Mom's friend then tried to pee in the woods, but forgot she was wearing pantyhose, so we went home. FML, right?
That's it, we're going.
Hey, I remember a date. I remember a date after several hundred beers.
All right.
For some reason, taking off my pantyhose, putting them on the front seat of the floor of the car, and thinking it was a toilet.
Oh.
Why did I just tell that?
I don't know. Aren't you wishing you were coming to Vegas now, folks? Is Terry taking off her pantyhose? This one from Travis in Minneapolis. My girlfriend bailed on a concert I spent $125 on for tickets because she was so upset Donald Trump won the election.
Oh.
That's not my FML. We're moving in together next weekend. It's going to be a long 4 years. FML.
Oh. This is from Paul in Maplewood. Love your show on the way home, Terry. No, I didn't say that. I threw that in. I'm a manager at a small retail store, and today a woman barged into the store, interrupting me, with another customer, and accused me of bullying her son, and said that she is going to get me fired. Her son is a 27-year-old sales rep whom I disciplined for showing up drunk. FML.
Well, he'll probably quit now that Donald Trump won the election. He'll be...
Maybe that's why he was drunk.
Out protesting with Travis's girlfriend.
Thank you so much for checking out our highlight reel. To hear more of what probably should have been left on the cutting room floor, head to 92kqrs.com, hover over the On Demand tab, and click Zep and Terry.